This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to the time of week we reserve for a conversation with Russ Collins. Russ heads up the Michigan and State Theaters in downtown Ann Arbor, and for more than a quarter century has joined me for Cinema Chat. Russ, it's good to talk with you once again, as we continue to do so remotely.
Yeah, good to be back on the air. I'll look forward to the day that I can be back in the studio with you.
But, yeah, that will be great, and it will be great when we can get back into the theaters. Have you heard any further word?
No, we're kind of expecting an announcement any day, but I have no background information that indicates when that will be, so we'll just keep our fingers crossed. We've done a lot of preparation work to make sure that the theaters are safe and effective in terms of our ability to present a program. We're expecting that people are going to be a little anxious about coming to the movies, but we've taken tremendous steps to provide a safe environment. We've got 100% outside air that we're going to be bringing into the theater, safety protocols in terms of social distancing, both in terms of entering the theater and in the seating, and of course, sanitation methods all through. We're also going to probably have a limited kind of program as we look forward to having people get comfortable coming back into public settings. We certainly have seen this with restaurants. When they opened up the first week, there weren't very many people, but gradually people have come back and come to restaurants in downtown Ann Arbor, and we're happy about that.
What seems to me is that you've made a great deal of investment in making sure the public is protected once the theaters are reopened. But like any other arts and cultural organization or institution, there's been a dramatic financial impact through the course of the shutdown and the pandemic. What has been the impact at the Michigan Theater?
Oh, it's been devastating, and we entered the pandemic in a bit better position than a lot of our colleague organizations. So if you are a supporter of an arts organization in our part of the world, make sure that you invest in that organization as you go forward, whether you're a fan of jazz or folk or classical music, whether you love theater or dance, or whatever your passion is in terms of the arts. If you've got an organization that you're concerned about, get out your checkbook, check with them, and do what you can to support them. We're completely shut down. So there was a M Live article that quoted that we have taken in $1.5 million less program revenue in the last 6 months. Compared to a year ago, which is absolutely true. The net impact isn't quite as severe because obviously you don't have expenses connected to those revenues that we tracked from a year ago. But you can imagine if $1.5 million of the revenue have disappeared, the net revenue also has a very devastating impact.
So is that a multi-year recovery for the Michigan Theater Foundation?
It will take a while for all of us to recover because we also believe that the audiences are going to be a little anxious to come back to the theaters even after there's a vaccine. New social patterns have been set up, and we certainly believe, you know, human nature is of being social creatures and being out with other people and being in theaters and in museums and galleries and sporting events and restaurants are things that we like as human beings. So we expect that eventually people will be back to the way everything changes through time, so nothing is exactly the same. But we expect that people will continue to be social and go out with their friends and neighbors and meet people downtown and at shopping malls and all kinds of places. But those patterns are going to take a little while to work through as people become comfortable with the new environment, the post-pandemic environment, which we're all looking forward to.
Indeed.
I know you are, in terms of being able to relate to hosts and your colleagues at WEMU, and we certainly are at the Michigan Theater.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Russ Collins, and this is another edition of Cinema Chat. And one of the ways to support the Michigan State Theaters is by going online and getting some of the film opportunities that you've been offering throughout the pandemic to keep people connected to the world of film.
That's right. And we've got a really interesting lineup of films this week. The Beatles, back in 1968, took a break from their music career and went to India to study with a yoga guru.
Yeah.
And there was quite a bit of coverage of that, and they wrote a lot of songs while they were in India. And a filmmaker, Paul Saltzman, was actually kind of serendipitously there at the same time, recorded a bunch of the activities that went on and the other folks that were there. And so this film is being released tomorrow. It's called Meeting the Beatles in India. So if you're a Beatles fan, you have to watch it. And if you're just looking for an interesting piece of history, it's also worth it. There's also going to be, if you order the film today, again, it starts tomorrow, but if you pre-register for it, you have an opportunity to win a book that was put together by Paul Saltzman. It's an autographed book called The Beatles in India, and it's a $325 book that you can get for free if you register and then you're selected to win this particular book.
Yeah, that visit to India was something that kind of changed the cultural landscape throughout the country and through the generation, the love generation.
Absolutely. That Eastern spirituality really seeped into the culture at that particular point in time. The Beatles had a lot to do with it. Another icon of the similar era, a little bit later than that, President Jimmy Carter. There's a documentary about him. It's called Jimmy Carter, Rock and Roll President. And
the Allman Brothers were a big part of that.
Absolutely. And Willie Nelson. And Greg Allman and Paul Simon and Bob Dylan as well. In fact, Jimmy Carter considers Bob Dylan a good friend of his, as he does with Willie Nelson. And if you think about those guys, it's kind of funny to think of that kind of really profound relationship between these musicians and the President of the United States, which was current before he was president. He was a peanut farmer. He's also a nuclear scientist as well. He was a big music fan and really promoted it, used it in his political career in Georgia and as the president of the United States, and has continued those relationships subsequently. So it's
I think during one of Willie Nelson's visits to the White House, he had a little herbal supplement on the roof.
That's right. He sure did. And President Carter and Willie Nelson talk about that as well. So Bono and Garth Brooks are also interviewed in this documentary called Jimmy Carter, Rock and Roll President. So that's going to be a lot of fun. There's also a documentary called Our Time Machine, which is a really lyrical, beautiful documentary about a Chinese artist named Malian. And his father was diagnosed with dementia. He had a very close relationship with his father. And this was he's a conceptual artist, and it was about him creating this robot and time machine. It's a work of art, it's a work of science, but it's about the relationship between this artist and the respect that he had for his father. His father was the director of a Chinese opera troupe in Shanghai, and he was a pretty big deal. But he was just losing his memory, and he was conscious of the fact that he was losing his memory. And this artist put together these works of art in tribute to his father and also to build that relationship. It's a beautiful documentary. Our Time Machine also opens tomorrow, Friday. And there's going to be a Q&A discussion on Saturday at 8 o'clock that you can participate in. It's going to be moderated by MSNBC's Richard Leo, Louis, and you can meet the artist and the filmmakers. So that's going to be Saturday at 8 o'clock, but it premieres tomorrow. So go check that out. If you missed some of the stuff from last week, we still have Werner Herzog's new documentary called Nomad in the Footsteps of Bruce Chadwick, who was a beautiful photographer, travel photographer, and had a very, very interesting life. as well as the documentary represent about three women from various parts of the country that have run for political office and their journey as well. There's a dramatic film called Made in Bangladesh about a woman who was a labor activist in Bangladesh and really made a difference in the people in her life and also was quite a radical in terms of the way that she conducted herself. And a documentary that all WEMU listeners should check out is called Vinyl Nation. It's about the revival of vinyl records. And it was put together by a former Ann Arborite by the name of Kevin Smokler. It's a very well done piece, and you want to go check out Vinyl Nation, as well as Mr. Soul about the PBS host that did an African American talk show from 1968 to 1973.
Absolutely groundbreaking. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, Russ Collins, I thank you for your time this morning, and hopefully by the time we talk next week, you will have permission from the state of Michigan to reopen the doors to the Michigan Theater. Thank you very much, and we'll talk again next Thursday.
Stay safe, stay well, and ta-ta from Hollywood.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for listening to this week's edition of Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.